Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80, and your smart speakers. I mean, the Nets. Kyrie Irving is still scoring somewhere. I mean, I understand he was fasting yesterday, but boy, he was eating on the court last night. Killing him.
Key, can I say something to you? And this is just... You call me whatever you want to call me. I truly believe when I watch Kyrie Irving play, he is like a gift from the basketball god. Like, he's a gift from the basketball gods, man. Do you see the way he is like Picasso with the ball, the shots, the degree of difficulty? He makes those buckets look so easy. Some of those shots that he was making last night, man, regardless of whatever people say about him, as
they are,
to the backseat,
they are easy for him.
Man, it's like there's a Michael Jordan stylish grace and ease to the way he plays the game of basketball. I've never seen anything like it before.
The skills are the most precise.
You know, as I told you when he first got back, you know, playing when he was only playing part-time in the first couple games, and I said to you, Jay, based on – you know, I watched him in Cleveland or whatever, but, you know, I was really watching LeBron. I mean, he was just, you know, he was a guy, whatever, to me. And then in Boston, it was whatever. Like, I was like, eh, whatever. It's too many issues. But based on everything, and last year he didn't really play, based on everything that was happening with him personally this year with the vaccinations and all of those sort of things, it brought more focus to him for me. So I started really focusing in because it was an everyday topic about the vaccination. Mm-hmm. And if he plays and if he doesn't and blah, 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 blah. And then I had to watch him those first couple games. Remember I said that, Jay? I was like, man, that dude really good. Because I really started to, you know how you got to really watch a guy. Yeah, we do drive-bys on players and look at them and, oh, yeah, and we make our assessment. But when you really just, like, sit there and watch four straight quarters and then eight straight quarters, and you look at him, you go, damn, he's really good, man. Look, this dude might really be the best dude in the NBA.
I'll tell you something else. It's unsurprising.
He really might be, Jay. I ain't lying.
He's the most skillful guy. I think he's the most skillful player ever on a short list, at least.
No. Max, you're not listening to me.
No, I understand. I will take
– he might be.
I'll take KD because he's a foot taller.
No, I get it. The footer, and I get it and all that. But in all honesty
– yeah, he's in that conversation.
Exactly. Yeah. Kyrie might be the best dude in the NBA.
And here's the thing, right?
But he's going to get knocked. He's going to get knocked a lot. Because of everything else.
I want to get into that, and we got to move on to Bruce Brown and what he said and what KD said about that. And by the way, we got to get into this ESPN basketball tournament because people are trying to test my guys, Jay and Key. Wait till you hear this. We're going to get into all that. Real quick on Kyrie. You know, I was get vaccinated, stop the excuses. Then he mentioned something that I hadn't heard him say before. He's talking about, I don't want to put anything I'm not sure about. And he said, God body. And I said, oh, wait a minute. Kyrie, without saying it publicly, may have a religious issue here. Like if he's 5%, right? Which is, and now he's fasting on Ramadan. And Kyrie has always struck me as a guy who's looking for a cause, who wants to be a part of something bigger than himself. He wants it. It is unsurprising to me that after this season, he was going to go crazy in these playoffs, right? And forget about just the fact that, Jay, you brought it up, or don't forget about it. You know, the Cavs, the Celtics, this is like a revenge tour. On top of that, he feels like he stood his ground, and he did. He was faithful to his own beliefs, stood his ground, overcame, and now he's ready to go. And a motivated Kyrie like that, Key just said, he might be the best player in basketball, period. Is going to be a lot. You put him with KD, I wouldn't put anything past him. But listen to what Bruce Brown, guys, said This is the Nets guard, Bruce Brown. He had almost 20, 19 points last night, I think he ended with. About the matchup with the Celtics.
Now they don't have Robert Williams, so they have less of a presence in the paint. And we could attack Al Horford and Tice. So them not having Robert Williams is huge.
So that's Time Lord, their excellent defensive center. They were the best defensive team in basketball with him on the floor, basically. And now he's saying, like, look, Horford's long in the tooth. Tice is not a great defender. Oh, we're going to go with those guys when they play those guys at the five. Kevin Durant, of course, when it was his term at the podium, the media made sure to let him know about those comments. And this is how he responded to Bruce Brown, his teammate.
What did he say? All right, man. That's caffeine pride talking. Take some before the game.
That bothers you, why, that comment?
I mean, we respect our opponents. It's like, we don't need to talk about, you know, what we gonna do to them. Like, I just don't like that, you know. We don't need to say like that. Let's just go out there and hoop.
See, I look at it like this. Kevin Durant saying, hey, Bruce Brown, stop being a young fella. Stop telling people what our scouting report is. Stop providing ammunition for the Boston Celtics. And now you may believe in your mind as a fan that that doesn't, you know, really fire a team up. But I'm just trying to tell you, when you hear anything that any player or any team that you're about to face in the playoff scenario or any game says, you use that to your motivation. But Bruce Brown wasn't telling any lies. Having Time Lord on the court, Robert Williams makes a world of a difference. You know why? In every ball screen, he is so good at his feet laterally, and his ability to block shots at the rim because he can chase you down is a difference maker for their defense. Al Horford can get strung out on ball screens. Kyrie can have a field day. KD can have a field day. Same with Daniel Tice. So that does make the Boston Celtics more vulnerable for a team that's been so great defensively. And it also, this puts a lot of pressure on Jason Tatum. Look, we've talked about Jason Tatum being one of the best players in the NBA. He's gotten his team to the Eastern Conference Finals, and we're waiting for him to take that next step as a superstar. Jason Tatum against Kyrie Irving, a guy that was, to a degree, his mentor during his first couple years in Boston, went through all that. Now it's his team.
Not to mention Tatum versus KD, as like the long, smooth scorer. Agreed. Can Tatum be the best player on the floor enough times when it matters on a floor with KD and Kyrie, right, that the Celtics can win? Because it seems to me like, I don't know, I know it's a team game, but Tatum's going to have to do that, Key, if they want to advance.
Yeah, and I think for some reason, odd reason, I feel like he's going to be at his best. And I know with Williams potentially, and how long do we know Williams is out for?
First round
potentially. He was going to try to come back.
And so when you look at that, this team, the Boston Celtics, and between Brown and Tatum, they got two guys that can fill it up and score. Defensively, they are a much better team than the Nets without Ben Simmons, who was supposed to be the X factor on the defensive side. Now, obviously, Williams being out in this first round obviously makes everything, in my opinion, somewhat even. But they still are a better defensive team than the Nets. And I just feel like Tatum it's that time for him to arrive in the playoffs to take that next step so that we can now put him in that upper echelon in talk of NBA players. And I think he knows that. You could clearly see it over the last couple months of the season.
Well, when we say, is a guy good enough to be the best player on a championship team, at least on offense in Tatum's case? And Tatum is just an excellent all-around player now. You know, Frank Isola was making this point after the game last night. Like, he's a facilitator. Everything has gotten much better. But when we say, can you be the best player on a championship team? Key, this is what we're talking about. Like, right now, Jason Tatum, your team has a chance to win the title. There's some adversity. You're missing your all-world defensive center. Can you do it? This is the question we ask of Chris Paul, and he's 6 feet tall. So it's harder for him, but still, can you be, well, but he's playing LeBron, he's playing KD. You're always, in every era, playing LeBron or KD or MJ or Kobe. There's always a dude that good, right? Can you get past that guy? Can Tatum get past these guys?
And Boston is the more complete team, even without Robert Williams. Did you see that second unit last night for the Nets? Like, who was – Seth Curry had 0 points in 34 minutes.
He's ailing.
He still – yeah, he still hobbled on the ankle. So if there's a time for them to make a statement like that for Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Marcus Smart, it's about how do you attack Kevin Durant? How do you get one of those two guys in foul trouble? Because I'll tell you right now, Kyrie, KD get in foul trouble, that series is going to be over.
Yep. No doubt. That, by the way, that was the danger of the play-in. If one of those guys got in foul trouble and something bad happens, that's what's so exciting about the play-in tournament. It's like March Madness. Well, if you're 7 or 8, you have 2 shots. But if you're 9, 10, you got 1 shot.
And if you're KD, are you guarding Jason Tatum? Like, of course you want him to take on that challenge. But now I also need you to drop 35,
See,
40
before,
a night. And I also need you to guard
before the Achilles,
best player.
Before the Achilles, I thought KD had become a great defender. And since then, he will take the assignment, but he's not as effective.
But he could be a great defender because of the firepower Golden State had offensively. He didn't have to carry that much of a load. This is where it hurts him not having Ben Simmons. I will tell you, though, don't be shocked that Ben Simmons tries to come back in this series.
Speaking of great duos like KD and Kyrie, two top ballers who come through with the chips on the line. That's what everyone's waiting for. And by the way, Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, let's see. Take a listen to what Bart Scott and Alan Hahn had to say about my dudes, Key and Jay, and what would happen in a 2-on-2 tournament.
It's like, only people I think could get us some work, maybe, is Jaylen and Jacoby, because Jacoby like look like he can shoot spot up three.
I think he still plays.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So I think other than that, I'm not worried about Chris Carlin and Chris Canty. We got them barbecue chicken. I don't think it's nobody else, period. I'm talking about both. I'm talking about the national
about
and the local.
Greeny and the hashtag crew, do you think we could take on them?
Oh, yeah.
If all of the hashtags played and it's
Jay
just
Will
you
and
me?
Jay Will and Keyshawn, you know what I'm saying? Ooh. We just said, you know, we sweep the leg, but, you know, sweep the leg on Jay Weezy.
That's
Keyshawn going to run out of breath.
That we would destroy the Greeny.
I think we'd have. Yeah. You know, the funny thing is, would Max pass? That's the question.
Yeah, it's the only thing I would do if I touched the ball.
They drive me crazy, especially Bart. I don't understand how Bart just assume that they can beat. I just don't. It's ridiculous. I don't even know where to go, Max, because it's utterly ridiculous.
But that it feels that way to you because you know what you can do. But what about the people out there, Key? Why is it that they should have confidence in Keyshawn Johnson, basketball player? Everyone knows Jay Will, you know, 2-time player of the year. Keyshawn Johnson, basketball player. You said at one point when Alan Hahn was on this show, you guys were talking at each other, you said you don't know my background. What's your background as a basketball player?
I hold myself as high regard. I think I was pretty good. I think I was pretty good in basketball, and I think I still am pretty good comparable to non-NBA basketball players.
What is your experience playing basketball with NBA basketball players?
Pretty good experience. When you get Mark Jackson on or Reggie Miller, when they all come on our show again, just ask them. Whoever, Jalen Rose, whoever, just ask them.
What about?
I'll let them tell you if I can play basketball
what
or not.
Oh, I've heard my own story. What about this issue of your cardiovascular shape?
I have no idea what the hell they're talking about, to be honest with you. I really don't.
Sorry, Key, you know what we're going to do? We're going to start all the training montage videos. We're gonna start. Like, we are ready for this.
You want to do that, Jay?
Key,
you really want? You want to start the videos?
I'm gonna start training. You have no idea.
Okay, let's do it.
Game on.
Let's do it.
If they see you training, now,
if you
play.
If you really want to do it, let's do it.
Put the Rocky Balboa music on. I'm in.
I had to do that. If you remember, Max, I had to do that with Marcellus.
I do remember.
Marcellus Wiley said he could beat me in a 40. I had to put the montage together for training videos. I got on the treadmill and was walking. He went and hired a trainer. He did all sorts of stuff. We had a big race out at the LA Coliseum before a Rams preseason game with thousands of fans in attendance. I had 3 margaritas because we had a whole cocktail lounge and a whole deal. I had 3 margaritas
of course,
before
Marcel
I tested
had a cocktail
me.
Lounge. Yeah,
yeah. Remember that, Max?
Hydration situation.
That's where we can go next level. You have to down a margarita before we play this 2v2.
Three of them, no. Three.
Joe in New Jersey. You're on with Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Stand up, Jersey.
Hey, guys. I love the show. You guys are terrific. Keyshawn, I once played golf with Bill Parcells, and Coach Parcells raved about how tough you are, how athletic you are. They are not giving you enough credit for being an athlete. Bart Hahn was famous for an interview. You were a great football player, a Hall of Famer.
I appreciate that. But Bart, you know, Bart's a good soundbite. I like him. He was a really good football player. But as far as an first of all, the dude got duck feet, man. How you going to lose to a dude who looked like Donald Duck by his feet? I can't do that. Not going to allow myself to, Max. Not going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he got a haircut like Bart Simpson. Please.
Well, I mean, listen, to a civilian like me, Bart Scott is athletic. But by the standards of the top players in the draft, like Key and Jay, I just don't know why anyone would want it with a team. If you have Jay Will on the team, then the question is, who's the other guy? If the other guy is a competitive basketball player who went number one overall in the NFL draft, there's no wins there.
But see, you don't understand, Max. Like, they have brought Kia and I closer. This is what you didn't want to happen.
Yeah.
Two guys who are crazy competitive that both felt like they got called out. Right?
And so, Jay, real quick, are you saying that Bart and Hahn are basically your Bruce Brown?
No.
It's Tatum and Jaylen. You're Tatum and Jaylen Brown, and Bart Scott is your Bruce Brown because he's talking.
He's talking. Well, no, because Bart, like that, Bruce is on their team, so it's these
no,
guys.
No,
are,
no, no. Bruce Brown on the Nets talking about Jaylen and Tatum.
But he's talking about Time Lord being out.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm confused now. I got confused.
No,
here's
what Jay and I are saying. Very simple. Bart is stupid.
Oh,
jeez. Okay. Period.
That's
if he thinks they gonna beat, he's stupid.
Now
I don't care.
Now it's getting now. Key is now really lit a fire under him. Bart Scott.
You guys can see Key's face. He has this snarl.
Many a damn fool.
Tell you what,
hell, you think you gonna beat us in anything other than maybe? Well, you can golf, Jay, but
I got you in the golf, Key. I seen you hit a golf ball.
He might be able to beat me in swimming. Because I don't swim.
You're always around the water. You live near the water. You on boats and stuff. How come you don't swim?
Listen, though, Key, you said my operative word.
Smell. Mm-hmm. I like the way it smells and it looks.
Yeah.
But I'm not trying to get in it. If it goes past my kneecaps, I'm out.
It's like me in basketball. I like the way it smells and looks, but I'm not going to get out. I'm not going to get out there. They said that I need to be on the floor. By the way, I would be on the floor just to watch you two bust a you-know-what. That's about
Bart,
the extent of it.
He was talking about, what did he say, Jacoby and Jaylen, right?
Jacoby and Jaylen. Yeah. Jaylen provides some matchup issues.
Obviously, Jaylen, that's a different story.
Well, Key, I got the plan. I got the
but
plan
Jacoby
for Jaylen,
Jacoby doesn't
though,
even look, Jacoby doesn't
Jacoby
even look
plays,
like he can.
Jacoby plays, like he plays recreationally, yeah, and
hold on,
and
guys,
he's
I got the detailed scouting report, Key, because I played with Jaylen. What we'll do is we'll take Jaylen out the night before, then we'll get him a little tired. And what we'll do is you'll be physical with him, right? Because Jaylen, he's put on some weight now, so he'll try to take you down low on the block. So you can be physical with him, Key. You keep him on the perimeter. I'll throw shades at the Kevin Durant double team, and we'll settle for Jacoby shooting jumpers from the outside because I play rec ball with him. That's not his strong suit.
Yeah,
it's not his strong suit.
I like that game plan. I just know that it's very difficult to take on a high-level guy, no matter how heavy Jaylen has gotten. I've played with Brian Russell and Reggie Miller and Stephon Marbury. I did all this with pickup every single summer for about a nice 10-year run. Mark Jackson, when Mark Jackson or Mark Jackson at ESPN looked like he played fullback for somebody. I played with them dudes. And I played with Chris Mullin, who was shooting from half court. I understand what y'all do at a high level. So I would never challenge Jaylen to a game of basketball on no level. But that other dude, his partner, oh, man, stop. That
now,
dude don't even look like he could walk through a door correctly.
No, I think that's – if someone said what's the toughest matchup for you guys, and my money's on you, but Jaylen means – he's a problem. He's 6'8", and he can play.
Yeah, that's what I said.
And then,
he's a
Jacoby, but Jacoby is not like – Jacoby, if you play recreationally and you put someone like that with – and he's tall, and you put someone like that with Jaylen, that's your toughest test, those two.
Who's
in
guarding
my
him?
Yeah, but
now,
hey, Max.
No one's guarding
Max, no disrespect to Jacoby.
Yeah.
Not a chance.
Mitch
Just
and Elizabeth.
You
are on with Keyshawn, Jay Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Jersey, stand up,
hey,
baby.
Guys. Hey, Key, Jay, definitely. Jersey for life. Hey, Key. Yo, Bart's one of them dudes that played linebacker in high school football, and then during the offseason he played on the basketball team, so just so he could stay in shape. But he was just out there just clotheslining people, not running the floor, nothing, just stood in the paint and hit people. That's what he think he's going to do against you and Jay, and he got something coming to him. But yeah, I agree with you guys, man. Yeah, that matchup against Jalen, that's going to be a little tough. And any of the old NBA athletes, that's definitely going to be tough. But y'all got this. Jay from Plainfield, baby. You got this.
Bobby next door to Elizabeth.
Bobby in Alabama. You're on with Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Hey, what's up, guys? Love you guys, by the way. I just want to say I got $100 on Keyshawn and J. Will over Bart Scott's slow ass. Can't catch you. He can't even catch the Cincinnati quarterbacks. How are you going to catch you guys playing basketball?
Let's go put some money on it.
Kwame in Michigan. Kwame in Michigan. You're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Check y'all out every morning. Appreciate the show. Hey, Key, I just want to say, man, you're going real hard on Bart over there, man. Just you might want to just, you know, pump your brakes just a little bit. Not saying that you won't get him. I'm just saying you let him get under your skin, bruh.
No, I'm not letting you. Here's the problem, though. When you make a decision and a determination that you're going to attack my athletic skills and think you're going to beat me at anything, you just offered up a challenge to me. Especially when I know that you don't have a chance. I know this. And you out there selling stuff to the public, I don't take that lightly. That's all.
That's Key's cheese that he cannot pass up. He doesn't pretend that he can. If you put that cheese in front of Key, he's going to take it every time. Every time.
The only matchup, Key, I get worried about is Kendrick Perkins and Swaggu.
That's the problem. But who handles?
It's like Pac-Man, man. They're going to eat me up. I got nothing for that. Yeah.
Them dudes in the lane, they just stand there. They stand in the lane. We're going to have to shoot from the outside. They're too big.
We got to run some Princeton sets.
Two on two and a half court, that's not the thing to do.
Two on two full court, we got him.
Two on two and a half court, Swaggu and Perk got it. that's the two you don't want to mess with. Otherwise, I got my money on y'all.
They got bad knees.
Let me tell you something. I'd still have my money on my guys.
Yeah, because I feel like we're going to be able to blow past them and stuff like that. But Perk, I mean, come on, man.
Well, if anyone's ever seen Jay Will's handles, come on, man. It's not a game.
I can't mess with them dudes like that. Perk asses as wide as a door.
Man, I ain't saying nothing about Big Perk.
And he's not even the big one between those two.
I ain't saying nothing about Perk.
He might
Swaggu
not even be
go.
The big one between those two. Yeah,
Swaggu, can go. Swaggu can go now.
That's what I'm saying. They both big, now. Man.
Yeah.
Them dudes too big and they can play basketball, but we would just have to bring them out. Come on out here and mess with us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Better hit those shots, though. You got to make some Jason
outside key on that one.
Jay, I hope that Jay is wet, man, because you're going to have to.
I'm not as bad as Westbrook, and I ain't as bad as my man up in Golden State.
You're not as good as Steph, but you're somewhere in between.
No, not Steph. Draymond.
Draymond.
So
okay.
I'm in between Draymond and Westbrook.
Jesus.
I'm
never heard somebody assess their game. I'm in between Draymond and Russell. Damn.
Bart Scott played with a chip on his shoulder. And a current New York Jet, speaking of Bart Scott, a current New York Jet is taking the same approach. That's next on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and SiriusXM Channel 80.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Oh, Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. And that chuckle you heard was from Kimberly A. Martin, giving the straight talk as she always does, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, good morning. I saw Key getting down to the music, and that made me giggle, so.
Yeah, I have to make myself laugh right now because I'm a little ticked off.
He's still. Salty.
Oh, boy.
Salty.
Uh-oh. You bringing me into this, and Key's already?
Yeah, you know
no,
why?
No, it's all good. We good, me and you. We good.
Okay.
All morning. He's been hot about the fact that Bart and Han, on their highly entertaining show, Noon, here on ESPN Radio.
Yes, good play.
Has been saying that they could take anyone in a show challenge in basketball, two-on-two. And they talked about Jay and Key and said, you know, they're going to sweep the leg with Jay and Key's going to run out of breath. So Key has been hot about it all morning.
Okay. All right.
By the way, people can call in 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. Tell us who they think would win, 2-on-2.
Please call
Okay,
in.
Ready for hot news or not news,
Let's
Kimberly?
Let's go.
Mekhi Becton says he's playing with a chip on his shoulder. That's the Jets' mammoth tackle. Mm-hmm. Hot news or not news?
Big ticket. That's not news. I have a chip on my shoulder. Everybody in the NFL has a chip on their shoulder. What is hot news is whether he actually, the weight is under control and he's actually productive and healthy on the field. Because he's, what was he, the number 10, number 11 pick?
I thought he was real good as a rookie.
No, the expectations are super high. He's an offensive tackle. He's got to show that he can stay healthy, stay on the field, and protect his QB.
It's hot news for me simply because what Kim says, health, staying on the field. And if his weight is under control, he could be a real force protecting his young quarterback because that is one of the things that the Jets need is protection for Zach Wilson. Zach Wilson was banged up, missed time this past season. If they plan on him being the long-term answer at quarterback for the Jets, they got to keep him healthy. And in order to do that, the offensive line has to stay healthy. So it's hot news to me that Becton realizes that his weight is a major problem because he didn't realize that at Louisville.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. It's hot news to me because when you're very promising left tackle, who you took high up in the first round and showed so much promise as a rookie, wasn't on the field a lot last year, and now he's talking about this is his mentality. That's what I want to hear.
I don't care about talk, guys. I don't care about flap your gums all you want. I just want to see production on the field.
See, Kimberly gives you the straight talk brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Aaron Rodgers won't be at voluntary offseason workouts, Kimberly.
That is not hot news because Aaron just needs to show up by week one. We just need to see Aaron on the field. This is a team. It's about the second half of the season anyway. Whether he's at offseason workouts, it doesn't matter.
Yes, not news because Aaron Rodgers isn't missing anything. Voluntary workouts and OTAs and mini camps, that stuff is nothing. He won't even be – if he was there, he would probably be taking the reps anyway. They would be giving him the Jordan Love and the other guys to save Aaron Rodgers' arm. So it's fine. I'm okay with it. It's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, not news. I mean, last year he missed everything and then was terrible week one, and then they still won 13 games and he was the MVP. Wake me up when you get to the playoffs, and Aaron Rodgers got to do some work.
This is good
then.
For Jordan Love, though. Getting any time on the field is good for Jordan.
I don't know if that's good or not, Kimberly. We'll see. Congress, the United States Congress, says that the Commanders, that's the Washington football team, owned by Daniel Snyder, who I have called the worst owner in sports after Donald Sterling is no longer in sports, says that Daniel Snyder, his team, we need that on the screen, says that Daniel Snyder, the Commanders, may have broken financial laws.
Oh, that is
hot news or not news?
That is hot news because at this point, it's fine, you know, workplace misconduct, the NFL can you know, the owners can sort of look beyond that. But when you're talking about people's money, when you're talking about taking money away from the NFL and other owners, that's the hot news to me.
Yeah, that is, Kimberly is spot on. It is certainly hot news. Taking money from the owners, this is the type of violation that will make an owner say that another owner needs to lose his team. That this is the type of violation that will have forced owners to say, get this dude out of here.
if you look at some of the reporting, if they're like nickel and diming people for their, and it adds up, and they've got a couple million here, a couple million there, because they're not returning fees for tickets.
On
and,
top of everything
I
else.
Mean, and plus, you know what you think? If a team's doing that on the little stuff, that means human nature is like, oh, they must be doing that everywhere. Fish rots from the head down. Travis Etienne says he's on track with rehab after injuring his foot in 2021. Hot news or not news, Kimberly A. Martin?
This is hot news because we were so excited to see him on the field. And Etienne told us yesterday that I picked a perfect year to miss with all the Urban Meyer drama. Now you got Trevor Lawrence in year two. You've got a revamped offense with Doug Peterson. Hopefully this kid, he was special in college. You expect him to be special in the NFL as well.
You know, for me, it's not hot news because I forgot Travis Etienne was even playing in the NFL because he didn't play last year.
Come on,
I forgot,
Key.
Kim.
Come on, Key.
Yeah.
It's not hot news.
No?
I mean, you are not available. Last year, you can't help the club because
okay,
he was in the tub.
But
so
Mekhi
like,
Becton having a chip on his shoulder is hot news just because he says, I'm ready to – I get that my weight was an issue.
Well, yeah, because he actually did play a little bit last year. So,
right.
You know.
Okay.
Etienne got hurt early and disappeared.
Yeah.
This is what I want to know before I say, is it hot news or not news? You see a lot of quarterbacks getting their dude from college now. The team makes sure you pair him with them, right? Now, with wideouts like Ja'Marr Chase, I get it because there's a chemistry there immediately. Does that apply to running backs? If it does, I say hot news. If it doesn't, not news. Simple as that. Trevor Lawrence.
I don't think it's the same correlation causation. I don't think the chemistry is quarterback to wide receiver is the same as running back. You just hand the ball off. But any familiarity is good.
Yeah, I don't know what they're going to actually play him at because if you remember when they drafted him, even though Urban Meyer isn't there anymore – Urban Meyer kind of said that he was going to be a Swiss Army knife, sort of that Debo Samuel type situation. So I don't know, is he going to be detached from the line of scrimmage more times than not, or is he going to actually be a running back?
Yeah, you're talking me into thinking it is hot news.
Oh.
Ray Lewis says that there's no way the Ravens can let Lamar leave. Hot news or not news, Kimberly?
It's hot news because Lamar's contract is going to be hot news until he gets his extension or not, but the Ravens can franchise him a couple more years and they will have a decision to make at some point.
My boy Sugar Bear Ray Lewis, Captain Obvious, right? I mean, like, come on, man. It's not news because in the end, they can't do anything but give him what he needs, which is his money.
It's not.
It may take till September. It may take till September, but they got to pay him.
It's not
yeah,
news.
But
the
last
news
thing
is
you want to do The last thing you want to do, Kimberly, is franchise people. They don't – when you start franchising guys, that's when it becomes problematic for the owners and the players because players don't want to be franchised. When you do that, it ticks them off. Just pay them.
Baltimore's not that kind of franchise where they want to make their players unhappy, it seems to me.
They will not make
Lamar. The only news is that Ray Lewis is saying it. He called him Captain Obvious. I mean, like, yeah, no kidding. They can't let Lamar Jackson walk out the door. All right. Kimberly A. Martin was giving you the straight talk, as she always does. Great to see you, Kimberly.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Will an early exit cost James Harden money? That's next on ESPN Radio Sirius XM Channel 80.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
So, Key, you see this first down measurements that the XFL is thinking about doing it? They have this first down technology that'll be featured in the USFL?
Yeah, I saw it, and I really didn't understand it all that much, but I know that people think that the NFL should somewhat adopt it. Evan, give me a little background on it and help me understand what makes it good versus what the NFL already has.
So it's almost like they're able to it's kind of like in a video game where you can like see exactly where the ball is next to the line. Like, you know how they when you spot the ball, it's almost like there's a shadow technology that they can use, so you can see exactly where the ball was. You take the players away, and you can see exactly where the ball was next to where the first down marker is, and decide who gets the first down that way. You see,
what's the downside? Like, I don't understand what the downside is. You know,
how accurate is technology? I mean, you're relying on, that's the downside with all of this, right? Like, is how accurate is this technology, and does it slow the game down? I don't think it will slow the game down because it takes forever for them to bring out the sticks anyway. So I think the only downside is like what happens with the technology.
Yeah, but then, but that's sort of the yellow line that we have on television now, right? I mean,
yeah,
to a degree,
it's just a different line. And again, as they always say on TV, that the first down line is not official, right? Like they always say that's not an official line. So is the technology strong enough to make it the official first down marker? I think that's what the challenge is here.
I almost feel like the NFL wouldn't do it anyway, Evan, because they didn't come up with it. And you know how they always look at these rules from other leagues and they never adopt them and use them. They always talk about it, but they never, like, use them really.
I mean, the NBA didn't use the three-point shot till they absorbed those ABA teams, right? Like, they wanted to. But here's the thing. Presumably the technology, right, let's say the technology is better than what they have now. But it's still going to get it wrong sometimes as a result of the kind of technology. As long as it improves, that's the main thing. It doesn't have to be perfect. If it's better than what they got, Key, they should use it.
Yeah, but, you know, right now, the only reason why people think they get it wrong is because where they mark it based on the knee versus where the ball is placed at, because the ball is extended in the player's hands and they extend out and they got to go back and look at where the knee lands at. That's when they switch it up a little bit.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Bart Scott and Alan Hahn had the following to say about an ESPN, a potential ESPN basketball tournament.
J. Will and Keyshawn, you know, we sweep the leg, but you know, sweep the leg on Jay Weezy.
That's easy.
Keyshawn gonna run out of breath.
I like Hahn. Hahn is cool. That's John Concat.
Alan's the dude that when he gets off the team bus, you be like, damn, he big. He look like he can play.
Yeah, he cool.
And then
cool.
You see him in warm-up line, he's cool. Like, oh, this ain't
it. Yeah, he number 40. He number 45. He cool.
He faked us out.
Tim Legler joins us now, giving you the Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless.
Legs.
No contract, no compromise. All right, Legs.
Yes, sir.
You heard what Barton and Hahn had to say yesterday on their very entertaining show, 2 p.m. Eastern here on ESPN Radio. Sorry, noon Eastern here on ESPN Radio.
I will be on that show today, I believe.
Excellent. See, I told you it's a good show.
Yeah.
Tim Legler, what do you think about those guys coming at my guys?
Yeah, no, it's cold, man. It's wrong. I'll address it.
Okay.
I'll trust you.
I need you, your brilliant analytical mind here. How do you think that matchup would go? Barton Hahn versus Keyshawn and I. Game to seven, winner gets ball. That scenario, five dribbles max.
You want two in the half court.
Five dribbles
max. Listen, man, listen. I've never seen Key play hoops. I have no question he can hoop. And then they got you. And I've seen you hoop plenty. Mm. All right? My money's on you guys.
Thank you, Legs.
That's the smart
Thank you,
money.
Legs.
And I'll address that today. That's
what is it with the five dribbles? Forget the five dribble. Just let him play.
Why? Let him play. No, because
it'll turn into some sort of a rock fight. Like you're just playing bully ball, back down, all that kind of stuff. No,
I just don't. You know what? I get nervous.
Right, yes. Jay. Real basketball is three to five dribbles when you play one on one, two on two.
Legs, Key, this is what I get nervous when Jay starts stipulating things. Jay is so competitive, then he starts spot. It's part of a whole package where he starts spotting guys' points, and he puts his house up for, you know, and the bet.
I'll bet my house.
I'll give you 10 of the 11 points. You know, come on, man. We're playing to 11. I'll give you 10. Yeah.
I spotted them five dribbles because I don't have time to be being back down.
Wait, we're doing a 7,
down,
make it, take it?
Yeah. Make it, take it. We get the ball.
To seven. And you get ball.
Yeah, we get
And you're spotting
ball.
Them five.
Five.
You're down 5-0 with make the it ball, make it, take it. At least that makes it competitive.
It makes it competitive.
See, that's what I'm starting to be
I still take Jake and Key.
Let me tell you, Legs, I appreciate that. And you know how I am. I'm not going to talk it unless I can do it. I'm not going to say it unless I know I can do it.
Right.
Ain't no way in hell Barton Hahn is going to beat us. And Han looks like John Konkak. Come on now.
Wait a minute. You know what? Let's get into some real basketball here. Is that a fair comparison? Alan Han and John Konkak. Key just made it.
It's not bad. If you think about it, Konkak was that first guy to get that big 7-year, $17 million deal. Go. Right? That was big headline back in the day.
And he fooled him. I said it, Legler. He fooled him, not you. I said it.
He had the Chuck Woolery numbers. 2-2. Hey. We'll be back in 2-2.
Tim Legler with us, Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max. Now I'm looking at pictures of John Konkak. Can you put into words? You can. That's what you're doing here. What Kyrie did last night?
I'm not surprised. That's who Kyrie Irving is. I made a point earlier. Jay and I were doing another segment. I said, you know, one of the things that jumped out to me, his legs are so fresh because all the time he missed this year. No star player feels better than Kyrie Irving right now. And that's what you saw in the first half last night. The big thing in this series for Cleveland, or in that game, rather, for Cleveland, you couldn't let him get into an early rhythm. And he found his rhythm real quick. And when that happens now, you've got a serious problem on your hands. He's special, man. He's just his handle and his mid-range put him on par with the best who have ever done it in this league. He's just a guy that you cannot really completely scheme for, and you don't have the personnel to deal with it. Yeah, he's that good.
Am I far off, Legs, by saying he might right now be the best player in the NBA? Am I far off with that?
Well, I'll put it this way. You are not far off if you say right now Kyrie Irving's the best offensive player in the NBA. You wouldn't. That's not a crazy statement. And there's a lot of great players in this league, and there are guys that do more things on the court than Kyrie.
Because they're taller.
They're better defenders. They can do more things defensively, more versatility defensively. But when you just talk about flat-out raw offensive attacking players, particularly just go get a basket, that's not crazy to say that right now Kyrie Irving's the best offensive player in the league. And, again, it's because his body feels like it's late November. Everybody else feels like April. And that's an advantage for them right now.
Although he was fasting for Ramadan, that's nuts. So he does have that advantage. Isn't that kind of canceled out by the fact that he wasn't able to eat food sunrise?
Hey, listen, if you listen to his interview after the game last night when they addressed it, he makes it seem like that's not a factor whatsoever. The fasting, that he's finding his source of energy from other places. So he certainly worked last night. I'm not going to question anything he said last night.
Worked for Hakeem. I mean, Hakeem did it.
Tim, several years ago, I remember watching at Duke basketball camp, Jason Tatum, as an incoming freshman, give Jabari Parker the business. Incoming freshman. And saying, man, this kid has a chance to be really unique and different. 2 years ago, I remember watching him in L.A. go off against the Lakers at the Staples Center. And everybody's like, man, he's ready to grab the torch as being the next one. Don't you think this is his moment for him, legacy-defining moment for him against KD and Kyrie?
Biggest moment of his career, biggest stage of his career. You want a seat at the table? You want a seat at that table with those guys we talk about all the time? This is it. You've got to go out there. You don't have to be better than Kevin Durant every single night. That's not going to happen. Kevin Durant's too good. But you have to match him in this series. If we're continually talking about Kevin Durant throughout this series and how great he is, that's a problem for Boston. We need to be talking about Jason Tatum after these games. So that means you've got to look Kevin Durant in the eye. Now listen, March 6th, I believe it was, a little over a month ago, he dropped 54 and Kevin Durant and Kyrie had 56 combined. So he's proven he can do it, but that's a regular season game. Now it's a marquee game, it's a big stage. Nothing like this, okay? You got these two guys rolling coming in. A lot of people doubting Boston as a 2 seed. Take that personally. Come out, take on this challenge, and at the end of this series, pull that chair up to the table and say, I want a spot here as you move your team to the next round.
Tim, who has more at stake for their careers? Is it James Harden or CP3?
Okay, there's two different questions here. James Harden has more pressure. There's more at stake for Chris Paul. Because Chris Paul is that guy that we all believe should have one of these things on his resume, right, a title, and he's running out of time. He's running out of time. And as great as he still is, it's going to end here. And if you don't do it this year, when I think your team is the prohibitive favorite, you start to wonder, is it ever going to happen for Chris Paul? And that's why I think the stakes are higher for him. Because you just don't – I mean, this year he's relatively healthy. They have the best team in the NBA, I think, by a lot.
Wire to wire, basically.
I mean, literally, a wide margin. They do it on both ends. This is your year. It feels like it. So if you don't do it this year, you start to wonder, man, will it not happen for this guy? James Harden has the most pressure, though. There is absolutely no question. Because of what that franchise did to get you, what Daryl Morey is banking on you can bring, and some of the moments you've had in the past that make us scratch our heads, and the way you're playing coming in to the postseason – and the market you're in. My goodness, if he thinks he's dealt with scrutiny, he has no idea. If he goes 4-for-18 in game one and they lose to Toronto at home, wait till he sees what scrutiny looks like in that city.
Like, real quick, if he gets bounced in the first round against the Raptors, do you still give him that 5-year, $270 million deal?
Man, I don't think I could do it. I don't think I could do it. Now, he'll get it because of what they gave up to get him. I think it'd be a mistake. And look, they'll think about it. He's going to get his money one way or another. The question is, well, you know, if he gets just absolutely lambasted by the media and the fan base to the extent that he says, hey, you know what? I don't know if I want to opt into this.
Yeah, Philly's so rough. If you choke, you might not want the 270. That's Tim Legler. Much more on KJM next, ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.